familiar trip he visited with the community in the wake of a mass shooting. He and the First Lady were in Lewiston, Maine, a little more than a week after 18 people were killed. Standing alongside first responders, the president called on Congress to take action on guns.
This is about common sense, reasonable, responsible measures to protect our children, our families, our communities.
Spending is the current issue on Capitol Hill, with the deadline to reach a new agreement before a shutdown November 17th. Major issue is money for Israel, which House Republicans voted to uncouple from aid for Ukraine. In Israel, attacks on Gaza continue despite Secretary of State Antony Blinken's suggestion of a humanitarian pause in order to allow more civilians to leave Gaza. And a Marine veteran who served in the State Department during the Trump administration sentenced to almost 6 years in prison for attacking police officers January 6th. Brian Clark, ABC News. We're learning more about this week's security breach at a South Carolina nuclear power plant.
Authorities say a person of interest is in custody after a driver tried to crash through the gates of the Oconee nuclear station on Thursday night before driving off. Law enforcement says the car involved was found about 19 hours later. Then Friday, word came that 66-year-old Doyle Wayne Wisenhunt of Arkansas was taken into custody. Oconee Sheriff Mike Crenshaw.
At this point in our investigation, we don't have any evidence that this is any type of domestic terroristic event.
Officials say the plant continues to operate safely. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The oldest member of the new induction class at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 90-year-old Willie Nelson, who performed during Friday night's ceremony, courtesy of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Disney Plus. Other inductees included Missy Elliott, Rage Against the Machine, and Chaka Khan. Brian Clark, ABC News.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The holidays will be here before you know it. People who support animal-friendly diets would like you to consider vegan meals for your big gatherings. Here's more from Mike Mohn.
For holidays like Thanksgiving, turkey is still the staple. Mary Telfer with the Wisconsin-based organization Alliance for Animals says they urge everyone to avoid eating meat this holiday season due to animal treatment concerns, human health, and environmental impacts from food production. For people on the fence about making the switch, she says you can lean into vegan options.
And they think, how can I do this and still please my family? How can I do this and still keep up our traditions? I mean, yeah, try some different things.
She says you can sample vegan food before the holidays, noting there are now countless websites and cookbooks with recipes. And Telfer says if you feel like you need to serve meat to your guests, you can offset the impact by using sides like non-dairy whipped cream. And staples like mashed potatoes and cranberries can still complement the meal. And if you're worried about missing out on protein, Telfer recommends you load up on protein-rich vegetables such as peas. As for considering a vegan holiday meal, she feels it shouldn't be as controversial as some might think.
We don't think it's strange when we welcome progress, when it comes in the form of technology or the newest phone or laptop, and yet we have a harder time embracing progress in how we think about our non-human animal friends.
Beyond the treatment of animals, she says industrialized food production creates land use issues for future generations, threatens wildlife habitat while adding to pollution woes that harm human health. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the...
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 44 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 31 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, 51. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 21.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
that, you know, if they needed to, I mean, Braden Locke, I think, is still QB1 here, but it's encouraging to see Mordecai listed as questionable. That means, to use the line from Paul, he's given himself a chance to have a chance. So that would be a lift for him and a lift for this team if, in fact, he is available if need be here this afternoon.
I'm not trying to be nice here or mean, but Indiana football has just not been very good. Last week, they were pretty good against Penn State. They got Penn State at the right time, and Indiana hit on a couple of massive plays, a 60-plus and a 90-yard touchdown throw in that game. But what do we see on the Indiana sideline? What kind of program do we run into today?
Well, it's one, you remember the last time Wisconsin saw Indiana, the Hoosiers were the second best team in the Big Ten, and were it not for the conference releasing a previous rule of you had to play X number of games in the COVID year, Ohio State would not have played enough games, but they kind of changed things as they went along, and Indiana said, thanks very much, you're number two.
Yeah.
That's where they peaked. Ironically, Mike, things really started to turn when Luke Fickell's Cincinnati team came down here 2 years ago. Indiana was off to a good start, had control of the game, lost one of its key players with a targeting penalty, and Cincinnati just stormed past them. And IU maybe hasn't been the same ever since. It has struggled mightily to score, averaging not even 19 points a game. Brendan Sorsby, though, they found their quarterback, although he's listed as questionable today, but he's 6'3", 230. They can run option with him. He's a tough runner. Reminds me a lot of Mordecai, watching him do his thing. Six touchdowns, just one interception. They're finding some rhythm on offense. Bob Bostad, the former Badgers offensive line coach, is the O-line coach and run game coordinator here. But they've been shuffling personnel, trying to find the answers. Defensively, they've had moments, but they've given up about 30 points a game this year. An area to watch, and we talked about this on your show yesterday, special teams. Wisconsin has been hurt with great punters here in recent weeks. Indiana's had trouble in special teams. They've had two different punt return men muff punts, which has cost them. They had a punt blocked that resulted in a walk-in touchdown for Rutgers a couple of weeks ago. So they've got some things that they have to straighten out. Hopefully, for Wisconsin's sake, maybe the Badgers can take advantage of some of those miscues here today.
Quick final thought. Don Fisher will walk down the hallway here in about 25 minutes and join us 20 minutes. You can't walk in here and not think, as you look across the way, of Robert Montgomery Knight. They honored him last night in an exhibition at Assembly Hall. Indiana is... It's defined by the coach.
It is, and Fish worked with them all those years, so he's, I'm sure, got many, many stories to tell. Talked with him earlier in the week, and say it's obviously a very, very tough week down here. It's a tough week for college basketball fans because, look, there were a lot of things that he did and said in his life that aren't great. We all know that. But his teams were, you never saw the NCAA infractions crew down here taking a probe into their program. The players who played for him, not all, I get it, but it seems the overwhelming majority will forever be grateful for having him bring out the best in them. And, there's the national championships, but they were fun teams to watch. And Greg Gard is one of many who went to one of Knight's coaching clinics. Greg still has the notes that he took way back when. Just to get into basketball settings with Bob Knight, there are those who will tell you no one did it better than the general. So it's a sad week, obviously, for Indiana, but it's a sad week for people who enjoy college basketball because he brought so much to the game.
No doubt. Well said. Thank you, Matt. Matt will pick it up in about 45 minutes. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll hear from the director of Wisconsin's athletic department, Chris McIntosh. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
At Anne-Marie Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Anne-Marie Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AnneMarieChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Anne-Marie Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Our chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Well, here we are, month of November. Luke Fickell from day one. So you want to play your best ball at the end. And if you do that, you have a chance to go get a championship. Well, guess what? They got a chance to go get a championship. It's a scramble, but good to know these guys are a part of it.
Yeah, it's nice to be in the race, and as you know from watching so many years of football, so many of these come down to the very, very end, and I know that from our experience as a team. I know that from personal experience. Like, you go out and play the last game of the season, and you learn before you walk out on the field that you're really in it, and that's what makes football season. That's what makes Big Ten football exciting, and you can never count us out.
I want to switch topics, switch sports here. It's early in the season, but man, the Mike Hastings, the hockey team, they're getting a lot of attention now. You sweep the top-ranked team in their place, that will happen. It's a heck of a start. I know there's a long way to go. He'd be the first person to tell us that. But man, what a start. And you could just kind of sense the vibe in this community. It's getting ramped up again.
It is. It's exciting. And you're right, Mike would be the first person to say we got a long way to go. But I just love the fact or how he's putting the blocks together and how he's building the team and the program and Mike and his approach, there are no shortcuts and the way they're playing hockey right now is selfless. It's doing the little things, it's playing discipline and playing a lot of defense and there's a lot of bodies intentionally being put in front of a lot of pucks, and that's the style that he likes to play in, and I think that's the kind of the style that our fans enjoy.
All right, that's Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. We'll check in on our Badgers in the NFL, and still to come, we'll visit with the Hall of Famer, Don Fisher, the legendary voice of the Indiana Hoosiers. Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are everything we love here in the Badger State. Scoop one up today from your local grocery store or enjoy one the next time you're at a game at Camp Randall Stadium. Back in a moment, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
Amery Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amery Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amery at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is Civic Media.
And we continue with the pregame show. 11 o'clock kickoff today in Bloomington, Indiana. Memorial Stadium on a perfect day. Going to be right about 60 degrees at kickoff and sunshiny all day long. Maybe a little bright for some. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment. It's presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt. The former Badger was able to record four tackles, including a sack in Thursday night's 20-16 win over the Titans. Watt is now up to 87 career sacks over the first 95 games of his career. For players in their first 100 career contests, only Reggie White and his brother J.J. Watt have had more, while T.J. still has five more contests to go. In Denver, Russell Wilson and the Broncos snapped a 16-game losing streak to the Chiefs, beating their divisional rivals 24-9 on Sunday. Wilson matched his season high with three touchdown passes, including this six-yard connection with wide receiver Cortland Sutton.
Wilson with a second down and goal. Blocked by Troutman. Here comes Kolaftis. There goes Wilson. Touchdown!
The touchdown call courtesy of CBS, and the quarterback has now produced 16 touchdowns through the air this season through eight games, matching last year's total. Over in Indianapolis, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor was able to compile a season high of his own, rushing for 95 yards on 12 carries in Sunday's 38-27 loss to the Saints, a performance which included this 43-yard carry.
First down at 10, downs out of the backfield in motion, but it's Taylor again with the cutback.
Saints 18.
That highlight courtesy of Fox. Taylor has slowly returned to form after missing the first four games of the year, and he's back to making explosive plays for the Colts. Down in Dallas, tight end Jake Ferguson caught four passes for 47 yards and this touchdown in the Cowboys' 43-20 win over the Rams in Week 8.
Prescott going in.
That highlight comes from Fox, and the 18-yard score was Ferguson's second of the year. Finally, although the Bears lost to the Chargers 30-13 in Week 8, linebacker T.J. Edwards was able to compile 13 tackles, including a season-high 9 solo takedowns in the game. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. And coming up next, we talk with the legendary voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, Don Fisher. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
The football season is a non-stop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If you're in need of a licensed plumber or HVAC in the Amory area, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. With over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade, they provide quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. Whether you need a new bathroom or new kitchen, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has done it all. And they can help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil tests, septic installs, and much more. Call and schedule your free estimate at 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer, call Crum Exteriors, the Kangaroo Roof Experts. You'll get an upfront price before any work begins, a team that keeps you informed at every step, and a beautiful home that you and your neighbors will enjoy for decades. Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
This is Civic Media.
Back in on the Badger pregame show, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lots of Monza Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. So here we go. It's November, final crossover game for the Badgers, but that doesn't in any way diminish its importance. In this series with the Hoosiers, the Badgers have won 16 of the last 19 dating back to 1993. In that run, the Badgers have had a 6 and a 10-game winning streak. It just so happens that Indiana won the last meeting in 2020, and we welcome in legendary broadcaster Don Fisher. I'm going to do this off the top. This has been a a difficult week for those who have been longtime fans of Indiana athletics and anybody that's been a fan of college basketball in losing Robert Montgomery Knight this week. I know last night he was honored. There's the patch on the Indiana jerseys, uniforms this year. You worked with him for so many years. How do you put what this is in perspective?
Well, from my perspective, Mike, I'm just glad that he passed, and because his quality of life was awful at the end. And from that perspective alone, from the family perspective, you've got to feel good about the fact that he's no longer with us because his quality of life was horrible. At that point, from that point forward, though, it's a sad day because he's a historical figure in college basketball. But he is beyond that at Indiana University and throughout the state of Indiana, because when he came here in 1971, within 3 years' time, he basically changed the state from a high school perspective. Coaches started doing exactly the same things that Bob Knight was doing with the motion offense, playing defense first. Indiana was always known prior to that as a run-and-gun type of state, you know, and even Indiana University, Branch McCracken, the Hurrying Hoosiers, those kinds of things. So Bob Knight changed everything when he came here in 71, and of course he was here 29 seasons, three national championships, an NIT title. Everybody knows all the audits of what he was able to accomplish. He was just a phenomenal coach, very controversial as everyone knows, but overriding all of the controversy was his genius as a head basketball coach.
And Wisconsin fans know this, but maybe not all of them. In April of 1968, two Madison newspapers reported that he was hired as the next basketball coach, but he had made it very clear, if this leaks before I get to talk to my folks at Army, I'll shut it down. And he did. He was a man. He was convicted, right? I mean, we start with just that. He had his principles and his ways. And once he was set in those ways, that was a conviction for him. He wasn't going to change anything.
No, exactly right. And I knew the story. That somebody leaked it. And next thing you know, he says no.
Yeah.
And he's at Indiana. So you talk about the way the world changes.
Oh,
it
changes everything. Let's talk a little football here. As we talk about Indiana, I can't help but watch last week's game and think that's got to be as good as this team has played this year. Yes, Penn State was on a bit of a hangover, but is that the Indiana team that Tom Allen thinks he's got?
Well, it looked like it because they played the same kind of performance against Ohio State the first game of the season.
Yeah.
And then against a very good Louisville ball club, the second half they played that way. But those have been the highlights so far.
Yeah.
Certainly, without question, this team played poorly against Michigan. Obviously got blown out by Maryland, Michigan. And one of the things you have to remember about Indiana is it's such a less tradition-rich program in football. When things start going badly here, the fans leave. The fans don't show up. This is only a 53,000 seat stadium, and it's half full.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're at right now again, which is that's the problem at Indiana. It's here we go again, that kind of scenario. And unfortunately, and that's not just the fan base, it's the team as well. The competitiveness, the toughness, all those kinds of things seem to go away once things start to unravel. And certainly it's happened this way this year. But the bounce back last week against Penn State, I think, has given everybody a bit of optimism.
Andre Carter is somebody that Wisconsin fans are going to hear Matt LaPay call his name. He's one of those guys defensively. Aaron Casey as well. Indiana not known to be a strong defense, but those two guys in particular have made their way.
They have. Andre Carter has been a factor all season long. He is a disruptor. He doesn't make as many tackles as we thought he might make, but everybody's double-teaming him. You know, most teams are double-teaming him because he is such a one of those guys that can get to the quarterback, and if you don't block him, you're in trouble. So he does disrupt a lot of things, no question about that. A terrific player in that vein, and hasn't had probably the notoriety that you would expect at this juncture. But again, so many double teams, they don't want him to get to the quarterback.
Yeah. Don, throughout the year, Wisconsin has not found the big explosive play. Last week, Indiana hit on two throws that added up to almost 160 yards and two touchdowns. Is that part of the offense here at Indiana, is the explosive play?
Well, it hadn't been.
Yeah, it was last week.
It was last week. And Brendan Sorsby now has had he started the very first game of the season, then Taven Jackson kind of took over and he played. And so we haven't seen as much of Brendan Sorsby until the last two or three ball games. He has definitely gotten better in each game to some degree. And last week it was with the downfield throws. And I think you're going to see more of that attempted today. We'll see how it plays out because we know you guys are pretty good in the defensive backfield.
Wisconsin's going to play a little bit shorthanded with Braylon Allen. Likely not going to go. We don't know that for sure yet, but that's the likelihood. Chimray DK also in that boat. But what do you expect to see? What's a key that you and your broadcast team look for early today?
Well, I always look at the defense first.
Yeah.
If Indiana can keep a handle on what Wisconsin's trying to do offensively, then I think they'll be in the ball game. If Brendan Sorsby continues the up level that he's been on of late, I think that's going to be the two keys. The defense last week in the first half against Penn State, 40-some plays in the first half.
Yeah.
That's just way too many,
yeah.
And they were wore out going into the locker room at halftime, and I think it played a factor at late in the ball game too when they had a big play scored against them. It obviously won the ball game for Penn State. So that defense can't be on the field all day long. The offense has got to move the football, and if nothing else, at least possess it for a good amount of the ball game if Indiana's going to have a chance to win this one.
Don Fisher, it's always a pleasure for me to get a chance to visit with you. Thanks for spending time with us.
Mike, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good to have you. Still to come, we'll hear from the Athletics' Jesse Temple. Coming up next, we'll talk with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badger football fans 12 years or younger, would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wrigley, Wrigley, Shop the Pig!
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes! 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
We continue on the Badger pregame show from Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana. Daytime high today is going to get to 65. It's about 58 right now and sunny. Should be great for a kickoff at 11:01. Let's check around the Big Ten. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska all begin November with 3-2 records in the Big Ten. That will change today. Meanwhile, in the Big Ten East, Michigan and Ohio State are both 5-0. Penn State is 4-1, and that Michigan and Ohio State are on a collision course down the road, although Michigan's got Penn State at some point prior to that coming up in a couple of weeks. 11 a.m. games today. Keep an eye on Nebraska on the road at Michigan State in East Lansing. The Spartans have struggled, but that one interesting to watch how Nebraska handles being on the road. The Badgers have a showdown with Nebraska 2 weeks from today at Camp Randall. Number 3, Ohio State on the road at Rutgers in Piscataway. 2:30 games. Number 9, Penn State will be at Maryland. Illinois and Minnesota meet in the Twin Cities, and keep an eye on that. Minnesota is 3-2. We'll see what Brett Bielema's crew can do there. Iowa is at Northwestern, sort of. It's at Wrigley Field in Chicago, a 2:30 kick. And remember, Iowa holds the tiebreaker right now over Wisconsin in the Big Ten West. See how that plays out. The evening game tonight is Purdue on the road at Michigan. That's at 6:30. When we come back, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
This Memorial Day, we here at Civic Media would like to say thank you for all those who have served and made the ultimate sacrifice. Take time this special day to recognize and thank someone who has served in our U.S. Armed Forces. Honoring Memorial Day is brought to you by Eric Morrissey, your Amory, Wisconsin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Slumberland Furniture. Come visit Slumberland Furniture in Amory today for your home and furniture needs, all for a low price. Northwest Connection Family Resource. Call them today at 800-733-KIDS to learn about their services and support kids and families. 800-733-KIDS. Scott Prindle at Loan Depot in New Richmond. Call today to learn more about your mortgage solutions at 715-903-6701. 715-903-6701. Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amory believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
temperature was a little warmer, but it was windy. Today, it's going to be nice. 65 degrees and little or no wind to speak of, Patrick. So conditions really not a story today.
Yeah, days like this make me question a little bit why I live in Madison sometimes, where it's going to, you know, 65 here, but 50 back home. But I'm disingenuous on that. The hotel that the team was staying at was on a lake, beautiful. I saw people fishing this morning off a pier. It's a beautiful day here and no wind to speak of. It's gorgeous.
Let's talk through the injury status updates. We knew when Braylon Allen left the game last week in the first half against Ohio State that that was going to be an iffy situation. Chim Dike also. What do you know right now?
Yeah, the official availability report for Wisconsin lists Braylon Allen, Chim Dike, and Tanner Mordecai as questionable for this game. I think the thought is that they're all going to kind of loosen up a little bit. The feeling is Braylon Allen probably will not be able to go. I think DK, they're hoping that he will dress and maybe can get in on a kick return game, if nothing else. And then the other one maybe notable is that Tanner Mordecai will dress for this game for the first time since breaking his hand against Iowa. So you have to remember, he had surgery just less than 3 weeks ago to repair that right throwing hand. And he'll be back in uniform. And so why that's significant is because you only get 74 players that you could dress on the road. So this coaching staff isn't going to, quote unquote, waste a spot on somebody who's unavailable. So what that tells you is he could be available in an emergency situation. Now, Braden Locke's going to start this game. They're hoping that they will be able to get through this game with him as their only QB needed. But in an emergency situation, I think Tanner Mordecai could see the field. So that's a pretty big revelation. Two other ones that are noteworthy, or three really. Hayden Rucci got injured in warmups against before Ohio State and only played one snap in that game. He's back up, ready to go for this game. Same with Nizer Forkirin. He was nicked up a little bit towards the end of that game. He's good to go. But the one who's not is safety Kamoi Latu. He is not even on the trip out with an injury this week. So that safety rotation, of all the places where Wisconsin's got depth, that might be the one where they're deepest. But that means a lot more Preston Zachman today.
Patrick, as we talk about November, it is the final third of the season, four games remaining. We talked about this in the Open. Matt talked about it in the produced Open, that this is the finishing mantra. You can use that in many different ways. Finish a play, finish a series, finish a game, finish the season, and now we're into November. How's that message come from the head coach this week?
Yeah, well, it started immediately when they got into the locker room after losing to Ohio State. I thought that was noteworthy, that yes, they were hurt and disappointed that they weren't able to pull out that win over Ohio State. But the message immediately from Coach Fickell to his team was, everything is still in front of you. So now we have this four-game stretch. Now it's go time. And everything you want, every trophy, every championship, every level of success is still right there for you. But you need to take care of your business, and it starts here at Indiana. So you're right, that finishing message has been something that he has tried to instill in this group all offseason, winning those fourth quarter games that were such a struggle last season. But I think it's also, he's said over and over and over, you need to be playing your best football late in the season. Well, it's late in the season now. It's time for Wisconsin to start playing their best football.
Yeah, we'll see how that manifests itself today. Patrick, enjoy the great weather day here in Bloomington. Patrick Herb on the sideline throughout the broadcast here today. Wisconsin and Indiana kicking off at 11 o'clock. We'll talk with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He'll join us on the other side. Stick around. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Oh, in football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565. Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. This is Civic Media.
We continue on the Badger pregame show. Mike Heller with you from Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana. High of about 65 today. Going to be fantastic. No wind, as I mentioned, with Patrick Herb, really to speak of either. We welcome in Jesse Temple from The Athletic to talk about this matchup. Let me start, though, with the injury designations. I don't think we'll see Braylon Allen today. He is on the trip. He was going to do some warm-ups, but the likelihood is not. Chimray Dike, maybe, but likely not. But the interesting one Patrick Herb just brought up is that Tanner Mordecai is not only on the trip, but he'll be dressed, one of the 74, in uniform. Interesting how quick that has happened for Tanner.
I'm very surprised. I was just watching him in warm-ups with the other quarterbacks throw the ball, and he was slinging it pretty well to the receivers. I have no idea at this point what that means and how ready he actually is, but it's impressive considering he broke his hand, his throwing hand, nonetheless, 3 weeks ago against Iowa.
So in getting ready for this one, I was watching Indiana and Penn State a week ago. Indiana's hit for some big plays against Penn State. They had two passes that resulted in about 160 yards and two scores, a 90 and a 66-yarder. Wisconsin in the secondary has been pretty good. What about Indiana's ability to strike big?
Well, Wisconsin, I think, defensively has had its strong moments, and one of our colleagues at The Athletic does something called stop rate, where they measure how many points per possession you're giving up, and Wisconsin's actually in the top 10 defensively, but I think you may not think that because they've given up some big plays.
Yeah.
They played reasonably well against Iowa, yet gave up an 82-yard touchdown run. Ohio State certainly has an explosive offense and was able to get three touchdowns. So they certainly have to limit the big plays, and that's what's going to keep them in the game because there are certainly some changes offensively as well.
So I go back to the Badgers on offense, and without Braylon Allen and without Chez Malusi, who's obviously his season ended a few weeks ago, it's more for Jackson Aker, and you had a really interesting feature. Give us a little nutshell of the storyline you told of Jackson Aker this week.
Well, Jackson Aker is a local product from Verona and has waited his turn. He's played multiple positions, played fullback last year. Now he's going to get his chance with the top two out. I don't know what the carry distribution is going to look like, but you're going to have to lean on your run game, and so they're going to use Jackson. I don't know how much of Cade Iacomelli they're going to use, but Jackson is someone who I think has some surprising versatility, perhaps. You look at what he did against Rutgers. He had 13 carries for 65 yards, caught a couple passes, so he's physical, but he's got some speed and some shiftiness, too.
Grover Bortolini made his debut at Rutgers a couple of years ago. We might see him in the running game today, too.
Yeah, Grover Bortolotti is somebody that you haven't really thought much about in the running back room because he's a walk-on and there's so many big names. But, as you mentioned, without Braylon, without Chez, then you've got Bortolotti in there with Iacomelli and Aker, and if they need to change the pace, he'll be there.
Are they good enough to run as you get this deep into that rotation from injury? Is this offense good enough to still run the ball effectively?
We're going to find out. It's really challenging to say because when the season started, you would have said Braylon and Chez have to be considered one of the best, if not the best, 1-2 running back tandems in the country. So they don't have that level of talent right now in the running back room, and I think the offensive line is still adapting to these changes. They're going to have to be to give themselves a chance. I suppose the good news is that the Big Ten West at this point has been so mediocre that you've got a four-way tie for first place, and the Badgers have every bit as good of a chance as anybody else.
Jesse, let me do a little talk show on the pregame show here a little bit. A lot of times I don't necessarily go into big opinion concepts, but what's the decision maybe facing Braylon Allen? You know, he's got a combine in the spring. A lot of people think that he's destined to make that decision. Does he have a decision facing him before that about whether to return to play or just to rehab and get ready?
It's tough to get inside Braylon's mind without having to ask him that, so I want to preface it with that. I don't know how hurt he is the other thing, because we haven't had a chance to talk to him since his injury, but it's got to be a consideration if your ultimate goal is to go to the pros. On the other hand, if this is your last ride and you know it and you're a home state kid and maybe you want to show out for a few more games, I will say I had a chance to talk to Dane Brugler, who is our NFL draft guru at The Athletic, to ask him about Braylon's draft stock, and he said that despite some of the issues that he's had, and the same with Jack Nelson, he projects both of those guys to be third-round picks. Now, at the start of the year, Braylon was considered to be a second-round pick, but if you're a top three-round guy, then this is probably it for you.
Yeah, pretty interesting to watch that. And what do you think of as a key as this one kicks off at 11?
Well, I think Wisconsin has to build on some of the momentum it generated defensively against Ohio State, and maybe they got some confidence offensively. I know they only scored one touchdown, but if you can get an early lead like they did on the road against Purdue, that'll certainly bode well for the Badgers.
Jesse Temple from The Athletic, thank you. Appreciate it. Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher will take over coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McLoy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seed your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
At Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.